patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I'm a baller, high roller, baby. Shot caller.
Zora's in the house. The superstar Zora. Homer and I were in Columbus at dinner, and we're at some like sports bar, and there's like TVs everywhere. We look up, and I mean, there's a TV like right next to our booth that we're in. So I basically like turn my head over my left shoulder.
She's right
Bam!
There.
Zora's right in my face on TV.
Doing the Bally show, whatever, like of the 8 million shows that you do now.
I hope it was a positive appearance.
Of course, yes.
I hope it didn't.
Well, we couldn't hear what you were saying, but just turn my head and you were like right in my face. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. Yeah, we keep busy.
It's kind of like us being on camera now.
Yeah, right. Welcome.
Very shocking.
Welcome like, to showing your face.
What's Zora doing there?
Are you all okay? I just want to do like a vibe check right now. Are you all okay?
We're good. Listen,
about what?
It
sucks. Am I not okay about?
Sucks losing, Zora, but you know what? We're not players, so we can look at that season as a whole. That was a good season. You just had a bad stretch and a bad moment. That's it.
And
agreed.
While,
it was a great season.
While it hurts to lose to a 7 in this tournament,
you got to throw seeds out the window.
There's so much things worse. Like, how many teams just embarrass themselves historically? Marquette didn't do that, though they played at a level where it's understandable to have expected them to win. How do you feel if you're Purdue? I mean,
oh my gosh. I mean, yeah. And what's so hard about March, right, and the NCAA tournament is you can do so well all season long and you just have a bad day. You just have an uncharacteristic day and it's all over. And it's so hard not to look at your season in just that one day, and it's going to take some time for like players and coaches to look at the season as a whole, right? That one day, March Madness doesn't define you.
Well,
right?
No, but it does. They can say whatever they want. This Purdue season will go down as only one thing. One thing and one thing only. Nothing else will exist. You had arguably the worst loss in the history of the NCAA tournament. That's not an exaggeration. That's a fact.
Well, that and that time UVA lost to...
Yeah, but this team, as Tony said, he's right. Virginia was missing somebody. This team that Purdue
DeAndre
lost
Hunter,
to...
DeAndre Hunter, a very good player.
This team that Purdue lost shouldn't even have been in the tournament.
I know.
And they still lost.
And they've been doing it the last few years.
Did Fairleigh Dickinson play today? Have they played again?
Yeah, they lost. They lost to Florida Atlantic.
Dang. That's the worst, right? When at least, like, if you're going to get like upset, at least keep going with it. Right.
Yeah,
right?
The only thing, everybody from Purdue should send a letter to Tony Bennett and say thank you, because it'd be even worse if you hadn't lost to a 16.
Yeah, but Tony Bennett came back and won it the next year.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
There's no. It's
still being written for Purdue.
Yes. It's 3 years in a row already, Zora.
No, it can be forgotten. It can be forgotten, but it can be rewritten.
They got three
years.
In a row. Three in a row ain't going to be
is
rewritten.
Is Zach Edey done?
He's coming to the Bucks. I heard they're going to want him to be a Brook Lopez.
No one knows
except he can't shoot.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a second round draft pick, isn't he? Isn't he a second round draft pick?
He's big. That's a similarity. He's over 7 feet.
But I mean, he's a second round pick, probably.
I don't know. I don't know if the big man is valued.
You know who's still on top though? This is my transition to the best team in the NBA.
Who's still on top by 2.5 games?
Yeah,
the Bucks.
Yes,
because Boston all of a sudden lost their minds. I don't know what happened to Boston.
We don't worry about that.
That's why we have Zora. No, we worry about it because the number one seed's important, so that you don't have to play Philly and Boston. And you get home court, right?
No, I agree, but the Bucks are going to mark their own destiny on that one. I mean, they're not going to rely on other people to lose for them to be where they're at. That's what I meant by we're not worried about what Boston's doing, because Bucks are controlling their own destiny.
Well, not really. Tony's already given them their destiny. They're going to be woo champions.
I mean, it's set up to be that way. It's set up to be that way. But you know, we don't get too high, too low. But I mean, this team is really freaking good.
Really good.
Really good. Better than the championship team, or what? What makes you say really good? That's like depth, you went out of your way.
Well, because like the depth is so prevalent. I mean, the other day Javon said this team is 10 deep. I mean, yeah, that's going to be the case, and it may even be fewer players when you get to the playoffs. But like, who was just here? Oh, Nick Nurse said, the head coach for the Toronto Raptors said,
the pride of Carroll, Iowa,
guys,
by the way.
We
went to the same high school as my wife. Thank you.
Oh, whoa. Small world.
Yep.
He said that the Bucks have 12 players that could be starters on other teams. I mean, and he's not
major
wrong.
Exaggeration.
No,
get
it's
him,
not.
Get him, Tony.
Major.
All right, let's go. Let's get 12.
Tony,
here we
no,
go.
It's not.
All right.
All right, we got
okay.
the, we got
right,
the five. We got the five starters.
We got the five starter. Giannis's brother.
Okay.
No, Giannis's brother's not in there.
Bobby.
Portis. I'll buy Portis.
Bobby could be a starter.
Bobby Portis. We're
so
six.
We got six.
Yep.
Joe Ingles.
I'll buy Ingles. I'll buy
seven.
Yes. Oops. Yes.
Can't wait.
Jay
till
Crowder
we get...
was a starter
Crowder,
on
I'll
another
Crowder,
team.
I'll buy Crowder.
Can't wait till we get to Connaughton.
Pat Connaughton.
Is a no.
He is the go-to, like, if somebody's hurt, he's the go-to starter on this team.
That's a
so
no
yes,
for me.
That's not what they're saying. That's a no to you.
You
right?
Remember? You remember
so
Randy Jackson on Idol? That's a no for me, dog.
Yes, yes, I know. But I'm at nine.
You're at nine. Okay, I got
Wesley,
it down.
Wesley Matthews started on the
No,
you're at 10.
No, no.
Maybe a few years ago.
No,
Wesley, not right
Wesley
now.
Matthews is not a
now.
Starter. He's
I'm
the greatest free agent ever.
We're still at eight.
I'm at 10.
Right.
Javon Carter.
Certainly not.
That's 11.
11.
We're still at 8
yeah.
and holding.
Okay. Oh, who are we missing? Who's going to be the number 12?
Grayson Allen.
You're missing
baby.
Everybody.
No, Grayson's a starter, so we already had him in the five.
Oh, in the top five. Oh yeah. Sorry.
I mean, okay.
I would take him out if I could, but he actually
Marjan could. Oh, Dragic. Dragic, Marjan?
No, Dragic, no way anymore. Used to
no,
be.
Oh, man.
Another 4 or 5 years ago.
All right. I don't know if there is. 12.
So we got eight. They got eight guys. They can start. Nick Nurse,
no,
Nick Nurse is just
me.
Kissing up.
We are talking to the on-air.
Nick Nurse is kissing up as well. Coach is always
has
like, praised the other teams. Oh, they got 17 guys that could be starters.
He said 12,
hey,
and I don't think he was.
Don't forget, he's got a ring.
Every one of their coaches could be a head coach. These guys are amazing.
Show some respect to the man from Carroll, Iowa, who has a ring.
I always appreciate his insight.
They're sidelining
really
sometimes
do.
Play-by-play girls. She's
really
amazing. She could be president one day.
So does he.
Well, Homer
he
would
has
say
a
that.
Book. He
Homer
has a book.
Would say
Homer
that.
Would say that.
What? That you could be president? Hell yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
does she
goodness.
Have your vote? We're gonna vote and write Zora in. How's that? Let's do it.
Yeah, I've done.
If I ever need an affirmation, I'm gonna come to Homer.
She will follow Mother Teresa.
I'm gonna write
Mother Teresa twice. Zora will be at this.
I'm
time.
Gonna write Zora in this
I
year.
I should probably do a person that's alive. Yeah,
Zora, you're gonna have
Zora,
one. You're gonna have one vote out there
no,
at least.
No, two. I'm voting for.
I thought you said Mother Teresa.
No,
make
said I'm
mind.
Changing. I'm
okay,
changing.
Right. Zora's got two votes out there.
I think it's better to pick a person who's alive than dead if you're gonna write in.
Probably. I'm writing in Zora.
I am too. Two votes.
Do both. Anybody else want to join join the Zora for President Club?
Is it for president?
Yes. What are you talking about?
Well, no, it could be for any office. I don't know what office
going for,
she
we're
wants.
Going for president. Doesn't matter. We're putting her in the presidency.
I can see her wanting to be
senator. We don't
senator.
Care what she wants.
No,
we don't care what she wants. We're putting her in the presidency.
Whoa.
Homer, you've never cared what I wanted because you said I was going to be a head coach in every league.
Yes.
No, that's not true. I changed. I don't get credit for changing. You don't give me credit for
you
saying no.
Change.
She's going to now be play-by-play in the NBA. A lock. I'll bet anybody any kind of money. I'd say maximum 3 years. The only way it doesn't happen, and you have to tell us the truth on this. You don't have to give us specifics. The only way it doesn't happen is if you turn it down because you have other things going on. So you will be offered play-by-play in the NBA in the next 3 years. All I need is verification, though. You don't have to say the team or anything. Do you agree to that?
That would be awesome.
You will say yes. So right now, it would appear that you would take the job, but by then, who knows what you might be doing as an alternative. Though nowadays, you can do a couple.
She'll have two championships under her belt by then.
Ooh, we're affirming it. We're affirming it. Championship.
Oh, Ben affirmed it.
Are you guys watching the NBA yet? That's what I need to know. Is it the season yet?
Not yet. Coming up soon.
I want you to ask your people, why is the scoring so incredible? And what's changed about the NBA?
Where are you getting that stat from that the scoring is incredible?
Well, I'll get the specific number.
It is the high scoring. That is a fact.
Gotta be.
That is a fact.
People are putting up 40 points like it's nothing. So,
oh, you're talking about individual people scoring.
Both. I mean, I'm sure team is up as well. These scores look like they're in the 60s. But I'll get the specific numbers. But what do they say it is? What's... Tony, you've alluded to a little bit. The rules have changed where it's tougher to defend. You can't do things you used to be able to do. Beat people up, basically.
Not a lot of hacking or hand checking and holding.
But I'm curious to what...
Got
to
let guys run through the lane freely.
I think in the playoffs it'll be tougher, but the coaches got to figure all that out in order to get the best play possible out of their team. What do we tell them to do? What are they supposed to do? Do they accept it? It's a different NBA, or is that just made up by me?
Oh, I mean, it is a different NBA. I mean, you had a team, what, the Kings and the Clippers, they scored 170-plus. And I don't care how many overtimes.
It's an all-star game.
I mean...
Yes! So, yeah, what's going
Giannis
on?
Giannis has had multiple 50-point games in one season.
A great person to ask.
And that's not even the highest, right? Donovan Mitchell was 71.
A great person to ask the next time you're doing play-by-play is, you put this in B material.
Marcus?
Have a 20-minute discussion with Marcus.
Just follow
Does it need to be 20
week.
Minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe 5 minutes?
No. This is a 20-minute discussion with Marcus going back and all the different things.
It is.
Because this, I think, and Marcus will probably know this, I think this kind of basketball occurred in the early 60s. They were scoring just incredible points and all this kind of stuff. And then it changed, and I'm not sure that's the case. Yes, this is a 30-minute game conversation with Zora and Marcus.
Well, I don't know about game. I don't know about in-game.
Oh, yeah. No, you say you started, but then you pick a game where you bring it up where you know they're going to win by 50. So that you bring it up, and then you're going to need something in the fourth quarter. And that'll be the perfect thing.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. Then it takes, like, a couple years for defenses to catch up, right? And then you have years like the 90s.
No, I agree. I'm thinking they're trying to figure it out. What's their attempt now? Because it's not like they're not going to try. Or do you try to outscore rather than think you can change it defensively? I don't know. Tony?
Right now, teams are trying to outscore.
Yes.
With the pace that they're playing at, the way they're trying to get up and down in transition, teams are trying to get more possessions and they're trying to score more.
Right.
As we know, when you get to the playoffs, it slows down. That's
right, but that tells
saying,
me they've
right?
accepted the fact that whatever's going on, they can't change it defensively, or they would do that first, right? We got to change what we do defensively. And instead, they're saying, we're going to try to figure a way to outscore them, which means that we can't come up with any way defensively to win that way, right? Don't they always look at defense
first?
Are you asking me or Zora?
Both.
Go ahead, Zora, handle
it. Who are you talking to? Well, I was just going to say the other day, Steve Clifford with the Hornets was just saying, I think you're going to see more zone because basically teams can't defend. They can't stop anyone. It's a fascinating time, but it's fun if you like offense, which I do. If you want to watch defense, then you got to watch Marquette.
Bud likes defense.
He does. He does like defense. And, I mean, the Bucks kind of teeter on this number one defensive rating in the league. Yesterday they were number three. Cleveland kind of keeps going up and down.
So how has he adjusted?
You got to play defense and get on the court if you're a Milwaukee Bucks. Well, I think you got a guy in Giannis who has committed to that end of the floor. So when your superstar commits to defense, well, everybody else just has to kind of get in line, right? It's easier to do it when your top guy understands the importance of it.
Yeah, but even given that, there's a limitation to the effect that it's had.
Of the effect that the defense has? Well,
yeah, if they're trying real hard, they're failing. And that doesn't mean that there's an effort. It means that nobody's figured out a way to stop it. I don't know who's the best, which team is the best defense in the league.
The Bucks, Cleveland.
Toronto
has one of the best defensive ratings.
All right, give us some on Giannis. Anything? Does he apologize for that that extra rebound trying to get the triple double? Or
no, but he pays for Brooke's fine from last week.
From the fake fight.
Yeah, yeah. From that altercation, he does that.
There was no altercation. There's nothing going on.
No, it was nothing. Okay. That's fine.
It was nothing.
He gets a triple-double without missing any shots.
Yes. 9 for 9, yep.
Mm.
I mean, that's
what
impressive.
Is he?
And he becomes the... Go ahead.
What is he working on? That's what I want to know what he's working on, because he's always
that
working on
that mid-range game.
Yeah.
That mid-range game.
Is he working on the mid-range bank? Has he worked on the mid-range bank at all, from the angles or just the mid-range?
All angles and all types of finishes.
Yeah.
Off one leg, setting off 2 feet, that the in-between game, because that's a way that he can impact things on the offensive end without taking a beating.
Yes, that's right. That's what Jordan figured
out. Or running people over.
You're getting hit
by 5 players at one time.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, he's such a hater.
Now, when
I'm not a hater. Giannis runs people over.
What?
If either one of you disagree.
Hold on.
You're
put
not
that
being,
up.
You're
this
not
sounds
being
like a Twitter
honest.
Poll question.
You're not being honest.
Tony Smith says Giannis runs people over.
All day long.
No, he doesn't. I do not think so.
Please. You guys are out of here. You guys have lost your mind.
He.
I just want to know. Listen, here's first. Hold on a second. No. Hold on a second. First of all, I've said that the Milwaukee Bucks will win the NBA championship.
Yeah, we agree. Okay. I agree.
So any possibility of hate is gone out the window with that statement.
No, that
was my first statement.
That's a personal hate.
No. Second thing I said was Giannis runs. I'm sorry, I can be honest, and you guys can't. You can still like the Bucks. You can still love Giannis and say that he runs people over because he does.
You can't like the Bucks and hate on Giannis.
It's not a hate on Giannis to say that he runs people over. That's not a hate on Giannis. He runs people over. Okay. What are you talking about?
Zara,
well, maybe people should get out of
Zara,
his way.
Zara, take it over. Take it over. Go ahead. Get him, Zara. Get out of his way. Maybe
they should.
The amount of times that people don't even try to guard him, but just say, okay, we're just going to foul the guy.
They do that.
For the entire game. And try to beat him up in like the slyest of ways that the referees can't
see. Why they do that? Because he runs
him to the
ground. Over. That's why you try to hammer a guy like that.
Well, they're trying to slow him down.
Exactly, because if they don't, he's running you down.
Bye-bye. Well, he's running past you, running
like
over you.
He's like a fullback at the goal line.
No!
Get out of the way.
No!
Bam.
Because he has the ability to move his body to a degree so that it's not running over. He is definitely not a fullback. He is, that's part of him.
He's running you over. Despite what either of you say, he's running people over. And you're not convincing
Everybody
me otherwise.
Everybody got to get bigger. Everybody get bigger, please. Thank you.
All right, we got to go, Zara. We're getting yelled at for break.
Do you believe? Here's the question.
Homer.
What?
We got break.
It's this
Stop
Zora.
Trying to get an extra question.
When does
Zora
he
we Zora's going to be on again.
Listen.
This ain't her last time here.
I just need her to vote. She's too busy to go on the vote.
Vote on what?
Tony says that Giannis runs people over when he plays basketball. Agree or disagree?
She already disagreed. We know that.
I wanted to make sure
no,
she
we
disagreed.
We already knew that. She
Thanks,
said it.
Zara.
Bye.
See, she was she's a little irritated at the end there.
I still don't know why you guys think that's a negative.
Because.
No, why do you think it's a negative? Why is running someone over a negative?
No skill. It's just like you're just a bully and you just run people like a fullback. Just boom, like you have no dexterity and skill to adjust a little bit so that you don't run somebody over. You go at them, but you're able to move your body in a way so that you're not running them over.
So you look at it as a lack of skill.
Yes, to say somebody totally runs them over. Yes. Oh.
I look at it as you can't stop me, so I'm just running you over.
Oh, okay.
I don't look at it as a lack of skill.
I think it works in football. You wouldn't think it in basketball.
It works in basketball.
All right.